Mar says like this, a new case now. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. What's going to be hoysa lefonov kikar shel hefka? The person was walking in the street, and in front of him was laying down on the floor a piece of bread, a kikar, a bread, shel hefka, that doesn't belong to him, but it's hefka dik a piece of bread. Now, the Omar, he said like this, the person. He didn't pick it up yet. He wasn't kind of it. But right away, he said, the Omar, kikar zu hegdish. He says right away, he wants this kikar, this bread, to be hegdish. So the locher is, not vice versa, it's chal hegdish, and the bread right now becomes hegdish, even though he didn't pick it up yet. But vice versa, since he could pick it up to be kainer it, so the fact you say to make it hegdish, it's like a chal hegdish on it. And therefore, not lo liyoichlo, let's say you pick it up now and take it, almanas, eat it, he should know moal, lefi kula, you're over the yisamila. This piece of bread now is hegdish. On hegdish, you're not allowed to take for your own enjoyment. There's an yisamila. The yisamila is like an yisagezol. You can't take it away from hegdish. So the yisamila, there's one or two ways to be over the yisamila. Either your mamish eat it, your mamish take enjoyment, or else just even picking it up. Picking it up is like a maisik zela. You're like stealing it, taking it away from hegdish. So just for picking it up, almanas, with intentions of eating it, you're over the yisamila. What about you pick it up, larisha labonov? Let's say you pick it up not to be kinder to use it for yourself right now, but you're only picking up this bread to save it and eventually to give it over to Yerusha, to your children. In other words, you don't plan to use it right now. Then the locher is moal lefitoivas anoshebo. You know that it is hegdish, so by you having any enjoyment from it, you're over the yisamila. But the enjoyment you're having from this bread is not the enjoyment of the value of the whole bread, because you didn't pick it up to use it for yourself. You just picked it up to pass it on to give it to your kids. So what enjoyment do you have from giving it to your kids? That's called Tevis Hanor. Tevis Hanor means your kids are going to feel very grateful to you that you thought about them and you're leaving over some bread for Yerusha. I still need something then. But the point of the kids are going to feel good about the father, that the father is leaving over something. So that's called the father's having enjoyment out of this bread. So that's a Nisamila. The father is not allowed to have any enjoyment from the bread. The father was just makdish the bread. The bread is like hegdish. You can't have any enjoyment. So the yisamila, that's what you have to pay back to hegdish, is according to how much enjoyment you have from the bread. See, if you take the bread, eat it, it's cool like you want to be cutting of the whole bread. It's cool like you stole the whole bread. You have to pay back to hegdish the value of the whole bread. But in the case where you only took it, loirisha labonov, then we say it's only the enjoyment is lafi tovus hanor. And therefore, that's the only amount of mila that you have. So let's see, the Ram says like this. The Ram says, Omar Rava, on top, on the right side, Hois lefon of kikah shel hefker, v'yom ha-kikah zu hegdish, not lo yachlo mola fikula. So Ram says, how did Nokit lo, the kikah shel hefker, like why did Rava have to say this chiddush, where the bread started out to be hefker? Hefker means it didn't belong to anybody. It was let loose and in the streets. Why do you have to say that's the case? Lo Nokit lo, the kikah shel loy, why didn't he say better? A person has his own piece of bread in the house, and the person was makdish it. He said, this piece of bread that belongs to me should be hegdish, and it should have the same halachas. So if you take it now, eat it, you're over the yisamila. So why doesn't the Gemara say this case? So Ran says, no. Mishum devchi ha'gavn, in such a case, where you're makdish the own bread that you have in your house, then, not lo liyochlev, you just pick up the bread now, and ask to eat it, loy mo'al, you won't be over the yisamila yet. Since before you were makdish it, it was in your reshus, it belonged to you. Even after you makdish it, it's still in your possession right now. So therefore, when you pick it up, you're not doing anything. You're not like taking it out of hegdish's reshus. So heavenly, you are like a gizber. That's the one that's in charge of hegdish. Shel hegdish. The aminim say perakam lechagiga. Shem not al davar shel hegdish. Liskois boy loy moal. If the gizbar himself picks up something from Hegdish, he's not over the yisamila. Why? Mishum de mikara nami b'rishusekoi. Before it was also in his possession. V'asha nami b'rishusei. Now he's also watching over Hegdish. Hegdish is in his possession. V'yein mila b'hegdish. Where is there the yisamila b'hegdish? Ela b'moitzi m'rishus Hegdish l'shus achar. When you take it out of Hegdish's rishus and put it into somebody else's rishus. So then, umali b'chaser, umali b'yadoi. Like, what's the difference? You pick it up from your chutz and put it into your hand. It's still the same thing. So that's why the Gemara can't say the case is that your matish your own piece of bread. His lohochi nokud lein bekikish al hefker. Therefore, Rava wants to say a chiddush where the bread right now is free bread. It doesn't belong to anybody. So Ram learns the case is that you walked close to this piece of bread that is in your Dal Adamis. And usually the halacha is, if you walk in Rishus Rabbim and if something comes in within your Dal Adamis, you could be kainerist to such a kinyan like that. That whatever is within your Dal Adamis, if it's hefker, you have a right to be kainerist. And therefore, here, like, you didn't say you want to be kainerist for yourself. You could have, because it's in your Dal Adamis, you could be kainerist. But instead of saying you want to be kainerist for yourself, Mishamachi, Kiyama Kika Zuhegdish, Chal, Omatis Zele Zochabam Yemam. It's a Kiddush. Even though you yourself never owned this piece of bread. And usually you can't do that. We always ask in the Pasuk, the Hegdish Beisoy. They have to be Matish Issa's Beisoy. It could only be marked as something that belongs to you. Something that does not belong to you, you can't make a Hegdish. So, this piece of bread here never belonged to you. It was Hefker. And right away you said it should become Hegdish. So why is it called Hegdish? So that speaks out. The Alpha God, the Upper Account of Bamitsiya, Taladama Shalad is Karnasloi, Afilu Kaliyah Mekna, even though usually the Chul of Taladama is Karnas for you right away, so why doesn't the bread become yours right away? Shani Hocha, Hocha Shani Mishum, the Chivim, the Yom Kikas of Hegdish, Goliya Daitet La Hegdish, Nichale, the Likta, the Dela Nichale, Vigilo Daitet Kiyai Mahani, Umoslem Ever Hochi, the Ever Kamak Via Masila Haver, the Kornach Haveroi. So that's the Kiddush here. That since you could have taken it for yourself, so now when you pick it up for Hegdish, you talk have a right to make it Hegdish. But even though Lamaisa you weren't Kainerit yet, that's all part of Rav's Kiddush. But since you have in your hands, you could have made a Kinyan on it, it's in your Dal Adamis. And if you want to, you just could have said, let this bread become mine. So instead of saying it's becoming yours, you made it Hegdish, that gives you the power to make it Hegdish. That's one chiddush here. So therefore it says now if you pick it up, amanas lochloi, it's called you're making a shin rishus. Because it never really belonged to you yet. And now when you're picking it up, that's the first time you're taking it into your rishus. So that's why it's called you're making a change from the rishus of Hegdish to your rishus. That's why you're moil. But if you only pick it up, amanas to give it over to your sons, which means you don't want to take it to yourself right now. So the only enjoyment you're having right now is the toivus hanor, that your kids are going to have gratitude toward, they'll feel good to you. The fact that you gave them, you're thinking about them, so that much enjoyment is called Yisr Ano. That's Rav's Chiddush here. Now the Gemara says like this, Boi minei Rav Chia Barav in Merova. Rav Chia Barav in Yisakasha from Rova. What's going to be if somebody says like this? Somebody says a Lashon of Kikri Olecha, that my bread is offered to you. Reuven is talking to his friend, and he's saying, listen, my bread right now, I'm making a nisa neder that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from my bread. She said the Lashon, Kikri, my bread, Olecha, is on you. Is also for you to have enjoyment from it. You know what happened now? V'nosnu loy b'matana. And now Reuven gives it to Shimon for a present. So now it's not Reuven's bread anymore. Like I said, Kikri, I said, my bread, you can't have any enjoyment from me. So Kozman, the bread belongs to me, you can't come and eat by me. But over here, I'm giving it to you for matana. I'm giving it to you for a present. So it's not my bread anymore. Now it's your bread. So Mao, have a shalom, what's the locha? Is he allowed to eat the bread or not?
All right, turn over.
It's Mao. So one svar is, Kikri omaloi, that he said in Lashon Kikri means my bread you can't have enjoyment from. That means calls the man the bread belongs to me, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. And here that I'm giving my bread over to you, I'm giving it to you for a present, so the bread now belongs to you. Now that the bread belongs to you, it's not part of my nether anymore. So maybe then you are allowed to eat it. Or Dilma maybe no, he said Kikri Olecha. The Medayah from the second word, Olecha means, Adoma Olecha Amalei, Alavayu Shavisi Hegdish. That means, upon you, I made this piece of bread like Hegdish. that negated to you, you can't have any enjoyment from this bread. Not only calls to mind it belongs to me, but now I said that this bread should blind like hegdish to you. So therefore, even if I give it to you for a present, so what? Even though it becomes yours, but Lamaisa, this bread was already chal on this of hegdish, that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. So what's the shal on the lashon? What do you mean to say? So this omele, he said back to them, pshita, the alfagav, the yoyivle, the matana osur, avada, even though you give it to him for a present, still it's osur. Ela kikri alecha, like lafuke mai, like because if not like, for what person, what purpose he said the word alecha? Like what did he say the word alecha for? Is my love lafuke, di gonva minei, mignaf. That isn't it only to say that if it got stolen, that's all. But from me to you, it remains also. So it's in Rasa like this, omelet shita, di alfagav, di yoyvnele, di maton also. It's pshita to him that even though the person gives it over for a present, still the other second person now can't have enjoyment from it. The loy, because if that's not the pshat, so alecha lafuki amai, when he said, kikri alecha, that my bread should be yasser on you, for what purpose did he say the word alecha upon you, if not to mean like this, that even though you end up with the bread, still it's yasser on you. So that's why I'm saying for sure it's yasser. Because if not, like, for what purpose did he say the word alecha? Di lo yalech lafuke mai. What do you want to tell me, lafuke di mignav or mignav? Like, bitmiya kleima. Vadai di afagav di yozal of the matana osrolov. Even if he gives it to him for a present, still he can't have enjoyment from it. Kikroi. Why di loy liaizin yin osrolov? O mein afkulam in isurei. Hare biyoid shakike shaloi. O vishusay in sarv osrolov. Shurei osa viyoimid uloi. Like a monoshach. Kol zaman, the bread is in my property, in my rishus. So I don't have to make any yis, so you can't take it. Shita! There's an issa gezel involved. And if I own bread, you can't come and take my bread. So I don't have to make an issa neder if I don't want you to eat my bread. Kol zaman, I own the bread. When the bread is by me, shita! Like, you're not going to come and steal it from me. So I don't have to make an issa then. For lack of silachura, what do you mean to make an issa neder? That even in the case where I give you permission to come and take it, where I give it to you for a present, still I want it to be also to you. Now, don't try and answer. You know why he said the word alecha? Maybe he meant like this. In a case where it's stolen from him, because Reuven made an issa neder, Shimon can't have enjoyment from his bread. Now, Reuven's bread got stolen. And after it got stolen, Shimon found it. So maybe that's the case that he meant to say. In such a case also, it's also for you to have enjoyment from it. Teleka, the Mesa Gadai Tahochi, people, the Mar says, like, that's a bit me, like, nobody thinks that way. Like, people don't think to say, Alecha means to tell me, in a case where it gets stolen from me, then you can't have enjoyment from it. But that's not something that happens often. You don't even think about these things. Elevada, therefore, for sure. Why did the person say the word of Kikri Alecha, that my bread is also on you? Why did he have to make this nether roll together? Elevada, Lehochi Yosro. Kidei shalai yavtse boi shiit nanoloi. Kidei that you shouldn't come and bother me to say, please give it to me for a present. V'chivin shekein, akoch hafil liyachem aton osroloi. But that's no purpose you made this, it's a nether. Because the monoshoch, close the man, the bread is in your house, it belongs by you. So pshit to the guy can't come and eat it. It's your bread. So what did you make this nether for? So it has to be that you're afraid, you know this guy is going to come and keep on asking you, give me some bread, give me some bread. So you're afraid the guy is going to ask you to give him your bread for a present. So what do? You make a nether and say, this bread of mine is also to you, the nether. So therefore you can't come and ask me to give it to you for a present, because what is it going to help? Even if I give it to you for a present, still you can't have enjoyment from it. So that's the way he answers for Svarb Shuta, that if somebody says this lashon of Kikri Alecha, what he meant to say is that my bread is like Hegdish on you, and even if I give it to you for a present, still you won't be able to have enjoyment. So therefore, don't even try, don't bother me, keep on asking me to give it to you for a present, because it's not going to help you anything, because you can't have enjoyment from it. That's what the person meant. So on this, the Gemara asks back, no, what's your proof? Oh, Maleloi, I'll tell you no. Maybe liafuke di asmenei law. Maybe all he meant to say is that, true, it's only yasa, calls the man, the bread belongs to me. When Reuven made the neder, he said kikri. Reuven's bread, his bread, Shimon can't have enjoyment from. But maybe only Kol Zemana belongs to Reuven. But if Reuven gives it over to present to Shimon, maybe then Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment from it. Says so, what did he make the nether from? Just that Shimon should not be like invited over to Reuven. That means Reuven is afraid that maybe Shimon's going to want to come and eat by me. See, even though the bread is by my house, you're going to want to come and eat by me. So therefore I have to make an issa nether to say no, you're not allowed to eat my bread, that my bread is usher on you. Therefore don't bother getting invited over to my house. Because you'll sit at the table and you won't be able to eat a thing. My bread is usher to you, it doesn't pay for you to come over. So maybe that's all he meant to make the nether. I'm making a nether now that you can't come to eat by me. But maybe in the case where the guy has rachmanis on him later, and he tells him, you know what, here, take the bread home, and take it for a present, maybe then take it smuta. What the Ram says, in the bottom, Omale lafuki di yazmele, klaima, liyadlam really, truthfully I'll tell you, emaloch, di yoyevle de matona shayele. Maybe when you say kikri olecha, you only mean kol zemana belongs to you. But if you give it to him for a present, then maybe he's allowed to enjoy it and eat the bread. V'chikomale olecha, so for what purpose did he have to say the word alecha? Is lafuka di azmane Allah? Then the case where he invites you over to his house to eat. Tiesale, the shasanami kikrihi. Because at that time, when you're taking it, lechura, the bread, belongs to you. But since the bread belongs to you when you're taking it, therefore, that's maybe the issa what you meant to say. But I call upon us, the Gemara's answering could be that the issa neder is only that if you invite him over to your house, for that he's not allowed to eat it. But maybe if you give it to him for a present, then he's allowed to eat it. But of course, the chiddush from this Gemara, because there's a shalom rishonim. In a case when you invite somebody over to your house, and you put down food on the table, and the guy eats the food, whose food is it called he's eating? So now Gemara's mashm is still called he's eating your food. But the other side is no, that once the guy picks up, puts it into his mouth, he's kainer it. It's his food. Like you're putting it down on the table now and you're saying, whoever wants to come and take it, can take it. Like when you put down the food to eat, it's he's eating his own food. When we have the shalom, you want to make a brichas or a tevye metiv on wine. You're drinking one type of wine, and then you put a better type of wine on the table, you have to make a tevye metiv. It's brought down, you only make a tevye metiv if the wine is beshutfis. That means two people drank together from the first wine, and both people own the second wine also beshutfis. Then if the two people drink from it, you have to make a tevye metiv. And some people say, if somebody puts down at the table, he has a party in his house, and he puts down a bottle of wine, so for him putting it down on the table, he's going to make it a hefka. He's like letting everybody be a shutef in it. So whoever wants to come and drink the wine, it's like they're drinking their own wine. So if we do make a brichas atav yametiv, it's not like our Gemara here. And now our Gemara is a mashma, when you put down the food to serve your food, when somebody else is eating it, it's always considered he's eating your food. And therefore it's us of him with this nether. But if you would have given it to him for a present, and then the food would be his, then he'd be allowed to eat the food. But just calls the man, the food is by you, and people are eating by you, the pshat is called, they're eating your food. Therefore the nether goes on this much. Alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the last shiloh, we're going to bring Orion now. The last shiloh we had in the last Gemara was that Rabbi Chiya Bar Rava asked the shiloh from Rava, what's going to be if somebody says, Kikri Alecha? Someone who makes a lashon of a neder to say that my bread should be yasser on you. And then the person gave it to him for a present, so it doesn't belong to him anymore. Does the yasser neder still apply or not? So last Gemara we had, Rava said yes. Rava says it's still yasser. That right. Even though you gave it to him for a present, and now it doesn't belong to you anymore, but I call upon him, since Lamaisa, this bread came from you to him directly, that is